Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line is the MD of Dear South Africa, Dear SA, Rob Hutchinson. We've spoken with him before. I wanted to chat to him about censorship of the comments around the South Africa's expropriation bill. Rob, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? Fantastic, and well, and you?
Yeah, excellent, thank you. What is going on with, why don't you contextualize the story for us, for anybody who is unaware of it?
Okay, so we've had a few problems with censorship of our services and operations of our organization. For anybody who doesn't know, we do offer a public service which enables people to exercise their constitutional right to comment on government processes and administrative actions in policy formation. It's actually protected in the Constitution, your right to participative democracy. So we run a couple of projects in the past, challenging certain pieces of legislation, challenging decisions that ministers have made and so on. Round about last year, around about the 20th of October, our bank accounts were frozen just as we were challenging the minister, Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, on the lockdown and certain regulations. We'd already been successful in challenging her earlier on the year, overturning two of the regulations. This time we were going to court to have any further lockdown extensions questioned or set aside. And our bank accounts were mysteriously frozen, which actually prevented us from going to court because we couldn't provide a fee guarantee. And then later on, or earlier this year, so our bank accounts actually still are frozen on that score. Earlier on this week or early last week, our instruction was issued to the Internet Service Providers Association, which is the governing body that governs all internet service providers, hosts, and so on, to take down our website. And our website was obviously hosting about 14 different participation campaigns at the time, one of which was the land expropriation, which was coming to a close, the comment period on that was coming to a close. So it all just seemed rather suspicious to us. What is going on here? What's the real motivation behind this? Who is attacking us and what is going on? So it turns out that it wasn't actually everyone assumed it was a government operation here trying to stop public participation and so on. But it turns out that it was an internal to two of our non-executive board members decided to take it upon themselves.
Wow.
And under all of this, yeah, which is quite a shock. So it's been an ongoing issue
What does that signify, though?
We don't know what the real motivation is behind it, to be dead honest. There's a whole lot of allegations flying around which are unfounded at this stage. No, nothing's been proven yet. They're accusing myself of misappropriating funds from the organization, which is absolute hogwash as far as I'm concerned. And yeah, it's just an ongoing dispute. But you know, to take down the public service is rather concerning. You know, no director or board member in their right mind would destroy the organization which they sit on the board of. That just doesn't make any sense. So the assumption there is there's much more to this, which we're sure will come out. In the meantime, we've launched a separate organization. We've kept services going. The bank account on that nonprofit is still frozen, which, and I've been funding it from my own pocket since the 28th of October. It's been one rough time, but you know, we provide an essential service to the public here. We can't let that be put aside or interfered with in any way.
It actually takes incredible commitment on your side and an unbelievable passion, drive, and resilience. Has this always been something that you felt strongly about, bringing almost the, I hate the expression, speaking truth to power? It sounds like another radio station that I've very rarely listened to. But, and it's become so cliched and meaningless. But in essence, actually, that's what you're doing, is you are trying to speak truth to power. Has this always been a passion of yours?
Absolutely. You know, for the past 10 years of my life, I've been dedicated to civil organizations and in the civil sector. Started off, you know, my background's in marketing strategy and so on in the advertising world. And I jumped out of that industry about 12 years ago, just because I couldn't stand the whole way it was run in a really sort of deceitful and misleading way, where it's not the best product that wins, but the product with the most money that wins at the end of the day. And that's just didn't fit right with me. So I gave that all up and then jumped into full time into civil activism. You know, luckily, my wife runs a successful design agency, and she could support us and so on, because you don't earn money in this industry. But so I jumped into that, actually with the ETOL fight, which was the original plan there. Then I started an organization called Proudly ETag Free, which just convinced people to not get an ETag and overburden the system with administration. And that was quite successful. And then I moved on to be one of the founding directors of Outer. And then that was a great time while it lasted. And then about 3 years ago, started this Dear South Africa, which focused on giving citizens the right to actually influence policy decisions. And during that time, I was also elected as one of the top five in COPE as Deputy General Secretary. Yeah. But I didn't enjoy my time in politics. It just didn't feel right to me. So I fell back into civil society. So yeah, it's been a passion of mine, without a doubt. And it will continue to be. I think I found, very rarely do you find your niche in life, and this has definitely been mine.
Absolutely amazing. Garth says, good morning, Howard. If you have the time, please can you ask Rob Hutchinson about the Arto Act?
Yeah, sure. Good morning, Garth. Yeah, it's Arto is a bit of a contentious issue right now. We're actually partnering with a fantastic organization called JPSA, which is Howard Dembowski. And he's the absolute genius on Arto. It is a rather contentious issue, especially with the rollout of the points demerit system. So there are issues around that and how you can gain points and or lose points on your driver's license and penalties. And you then have to contest them against in front of a tribunal instead of the court. So they're moving the courts out of all of these administrative processes. And that seems to be a common thread throughout government. They seem to be bypassing courts all the time and setting up these tribunals and appeal bodies, excuse me, which like I said, it seems to be a common thread. Even in land expropriation, the whole appeal process is now not done in front of a court. The latest bill proposes a committee that looks after that before you go to court. So yeah, Arto is sort of paving the way for this shift in government approach and so on. It is something we should be looking out for. There's going to be a lot of problems around that for a lot of big companies and administrators of large fleets. It's a bit of a problem there too.
Right. And before I let you go, I believe that there is some tremendous news. And that is that from next week, you will be having your own show here on Chai FM every Wednesday. And it's called, Dear Parliament.
Absolutely. Yes, that was a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Kathy, again. But yes, that will be a focus on it. I've got a regular show on Benji's show, the New Blue Review, every Monday morning. And that's just a summary of the new events that are happening in Parliament. But the Wednesday show will be a more in-depth view, interviewing a sort of behind the scenes look into Parliament and speaking to people who actually make the processes work or don't work. So we'll be going into more depth with those personal touches there, getting into depth with the weird things and strange policies that are floating around and so on. You know, it's going to be a great time. Thank you for the opportunity there.
Absolutely awesome. So greatly, greatly looking forward to that. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us and for all of the work that you do. That is Rob Hutchinson from Dear SA. Time is 7:21. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.